This is Lesson 8, The Fatherhood of God. This is a continuation of our study of the fatherhood of a loving God. And as we get into this study, we find that He is a creative Father. The second direction we take to probe the question of the fatherhood of God goes outside the internal nature of the Godhead. As we proceed, we must keep in mind that although the distinction of persons is seen in the Trinity, the unity of their work is apparent in what they have done and are doing. Three examples help to clarify this point. Creation is the first example, Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2, John 1, verses 1 through 3, and Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. It is the work of God in totality, the Trinity. Revelation is the second example, Galatians 1, verse 12, and Ephesians 3, verses 2 through 6. It too is the work of God in totality, the Trinity. Atonement is the third example. The work of God in totality, the Trinity, is also seen here, Hebrews 9:14. Chapter 10, verses 3 through 10. While more examples could be noted, these are enough to illustrate that God is entirely involved in all His work. God the Father is not solely involved in creation, revelation, and atonement. The distinctiveness of the roles of the persons in these works does not nullify their unity in the works, but enhances it.